Shalom Avracha, we're continuing in our appreciation of Hashem's amazing world, how everything was exactly put in the right position to sustain our life and the life of the entire world. So now, David HaMelech is bringing us to the fourth day of creation. Oso yerech lemoyadim, shemesh yodam avoyoy. The moon was made so that we should have the holidays which are based on seasons, and the sun knows when to set. There's an amazing thing about the seasons. Summer and winter is not based on how close or far we are away from the sun. Even though our orbit around the sun is an ellipse, it's not an exact circle, but happens to be in the northern hemisphere. The winter is when we are closer to the sun, and the summer is when we're further away from the sun. The thing that causes the different seasons is the fact that Hashem set up the world that we are, the axis of the world is at an angle. We're not straight up and down. And because of the angle, there's certain times that the northern part of the earth is closer to the sun and the southern part is further away. And sometimes the other way around, depending on where we are in our orbit around the sun. Now here's an amazing thing. The earth, in respect to the sun, is tiny. The moon, in respect even to the earth, is tiny. But the moon happens to be positioned exactly where Hashem wanted to be, quite close to the earth, in respect to the sun. As we know, when the two large bodies of mass in proximity of one another, there's something called gravitational force. So basically, the moon creates a certain force between itself and the earth, which keeps the earth's tilt in position. Once again, this has to be done exactly in the right place because it's too far away that the moon would have no effect on the earth, and it's too close to affect the earth too much. Make gigantic changes in tides and everything else. But the way Hashem positioned it, it has various things that affect the earth, but one of them is to keep that tilt of the earth in position. And if there would be no moon, according to modern scientists at least, that tilt will not be stable. We lose our seasons, our mo'adim. Mo'rabu ma'secho Hashem. How Hashem sets everything up exact. And sometimes we think in our lives, why is this happening? And then think how exact the Kodesh Baruch Hu is. He makes everything so perfect. Shem is yodam avoyu. The sun knows when to set. The life would be completely different if we didn't have a 24-hour day with sunrise and sunset, but we have a day which is twice as long or half as long. We and most of the creatures have an inbuilt biological clock which is designed to that 24-hour day. And that's what gives us the koyches. We don't overwork ourselves and we don't underwork ourselves. Everything is exact. That is another nekuda to look when we see the sun and the moon, see Hashem, I see how you planned everything exactly according to the needs of the world as it is, according to my needs. And I can strengthen my bitochin in the fact that you know exactly what's good for me also and everything that's happening in my life. And even if I'm going through challenges, that's exactly good for me. Because nisyonis in life are something we grow from. Like we know the lashon of nisyonis, neslis, noises. It's like a pole to go up on, to show our greatness. A staff. We should be zeicha to open up our eyes and see the world like David HaMelech saw it. When you see a little bird taking off, be amazed at it. Or maybe think, who knows where this came from. It happens to be the moon has effect on the birds also. The migration of the birds, they use the moon also as a way to navigate. If I see even little insects on the ground or flying around, all these amazing creatures with Yisro, with the Chochmah that Hashem put into it. A little fly that can be driving you crazy because you swat it away and it flips around and comes back. It can do feats that no fighter jet plane can do. It always remains balanced. It always gets back to itself. Etc. The trees what we described before, how it keeps the whole atmosphere going, and it produces everything it produces in such an amazing way. And come upon ourselves. May we be zeicha to pay more attention to the precision of the world, the beauty of the world that Hashem created special for us, and take it as a message that everything in my life is precision designed for myself and my growth, and grow b'simcha, grow in peace of mind, and have the strength to face all the challenges. May we zeicha to mispalel. The oimek alev for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. We need tremendous Yeshuas. We see every day more bombs are falling, more soldiers, Rachman Lazlan, wounded, or even worse than that. We want it all to stop. The more we appreciate, the more it brings Siyat HaShemayim for all this to come to an end and only the good to come out of the world.